This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Alex Hakes. The popularity of literary festivals in the UK shows no sign of waning. Following the success of Tunbridge Wells' inaugural literary festival in 2022, it is back, bigger and better than before, much to the delight of local bibliophiles. Last year's festival welcomed over 1,600 visitors across 4 days. I met up with Matthew Robson, the Marketing and Sales Director of the Amelia and Assembly Hall Theatre in Tunbridge Wells, at the Amelia Scott Building to find out more.
Well, it was incredibly popular last year, and it was something that we designed to link to the opening of the Amelia Centre itself. So what we've been doing this year is broadening it out. We've now, for the first time, got a Comic-Con, talking to a different audience, putting on a different sort of event. And we're now across 4 days. We've got a huge raft of free kids events. We've also made sure we're still delivering crime writers, fantastic biographies, books about wellbeing. So something for everybody. And we just can't wait to open the doors.
For those who haven't attended a literary festival before, there might be a misconception that it is for the older generation. Although visitors can look forward to the hugely popular literary veterans like Giles Brandreth and Sheila Hancock in conversation, and Sir Michael Parkinson talking about his book My Sporting Life, there is also much on offer for the younger book lover. From story time with everyone's favourite pantomime dame Mama G to the first ever Tunbridge Wells Comic-Con.
So on the 14th, it is our first Comic-Con. We're going to have stalls, merchandise, workshops, cosplay competitions, but a lot of it focused on sci-fi comics, but also manga as well, because we are aware that a lot of people really connect with the art there and want to draw that kind of content. So we've made a lot of time available for people to really come in throughout the day on the 14th and start to experience that kind of entertainment.
Taking place in the cultural heartland of Tunbridge Wells, the Literary Festival makes the most of the vast array of arts venues on offer.
Well, we'll have the Forum, which for our music events is the perfect venue. So we've got a couple of writers, John Higgs and Tony King, at the Forum, and they're going to be talking about music and their experience from meeting bands and celebrities from the 60s and 70s. And in a venue such as the Forum, it's just absolutely fantastic to hear those stories. One thing that's new this year is we're also on the weekend of the event have free events at the Royal Victoria Place, which is also just in the centre of Tunbridge Wells. And that will be where some of our kids' events go. So people can reserve places in advance, but also turn up on the day. And they'll be sort of in the central area of that location. And it'll be a fantastic opportunity to see some really amazing children's authors.
While some of the numerous events taking place charge a small fee, many do not. And this year, for the first time, all children's events are free of charge, made possible by the generosity of the festival sponsors.
So Arts Council England have been very generous. Local companies, Brew and Dolphin, Berry and Lamberts, have also been extremely supportive. And through that, we've been able to make children's events free. And for us, it's an opportunity to expose children to writing, to authors, to start to grow that love of literature so that they're returning to festivals like this for many, many years to come.
In another first, the festival is also hosting a local writers' fair for Kent and Sussex-based authors looking to share their work. Whether you are just starting out on your literary journey or are a lifelong avid reader, young or old, book or comic lover, the Tunbridge Wells Literary Festival is welcome to all.
It's the 11th to the 14th of May. If they go to our website, theamelia.co.uk, they can find information on all the events, they can reserve tickets, and I would hope that everyone enjoys it and shares it with their friends.
I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.